Bobby, it was the result really that was on the cards, wasn't it? And Colchester couldn't spoil the occasion.
Yeah, credit to the players. They could have went out there and played a low-key game, but they wanted to finish in a high, and they've done that. So very pleased for everybody associated with the club.
Two great finishes today.
Yeah, great goals. Good times as well. Scored early in the first half, early second half, and that let the fans celebrate.
The only sour point was the sending off of David, which means, of course, he'll be unavailable at the beginning of next season.
Yeah, well, disappointed David never managed to get two hands to the ball and hold it. But, no, it's sad. I was hoping they would just give him a goal and let David stay on, but just said these things happen in football, and he might miss out next year.
It was a strange day. I'm sure Colchester didn't come here with the intent of just making up the numbers, but at times it seemed like that from up here, Bobby.
No, I would never say that against Colchester. They've came here. They've been as professional as they could be, but our guys are the champions, and that shows you why they're the champions. They play for it, they fight for every ball, and they go right to the end as they did with 10 men. And Norris is running about as if we've got 11 men. It was fantastic to watch these guys go about their business.
There must have been a lot of sympathy from the fans for you today, because you had a very difficult decision in one or two key areas about team selection. One of those that must have been playing on your mind was the selection or not of Paul Watson.
Yeah, it was difficult, but he was unfortunately picked up a suspension, and he missed out because of that. And Al Joffrey's came in and did very, very well. They've had two clean sheets out of three games I've been involved in, and you're reluctant to change it at the back. If Watson had been playing in a midfield position, maybe up front, then he may have come back out of the team quicker. But as I said, it's up to the players to make it difficult for managers to leave him out of the team. Watson's situation was difficult because he was unfairly sent off, in my opinion, and it's cost him his position in the team, I'm afraid. And as I said, there was difficult decisions to make today, because the players had done well last week. Some of them had to be left out, but when I look back to a QPR game, nobody should have been left out after that performance.
And a conscious decision to bring Paul on late in the game, so the Plymouthian captain was on the field at the final whistle.
Yeah, that's correct. We're always thinking about getting Paul into the park. We never done it in the QPR game because it was so important to win that game, first and foremost. Today the result wasn't terribly important, although we always wanted to finish in a high. And Paul came on, he contributed, so we're all pleased for him.
It's going to be a long summer for you. It's going to be a busy one, but one that I'm sure you're looking forward to.
Yeah, it's been a funny season for me personally. One minute I'm up Scotland, struggling away with Hibs. And next minute I'm down here and at championship parties. And as I said, you just don't know what's round the corner in football. I never expected my wildest dreams to be here today. But I'm here, I'm loving every minute of it. And I want to build on the success that Paul Sturrock, John Blackley and Kevin Summerfield have built here. And it's going to be difficult to maintain those standards, that's for sure. But the players are here. I've joined them, my coaching staff hopefully will join us. And hopefully we can take it on again.
I hope you're a party animal, because you're out tonight, you're out tomorrow, you're out Monday night on official functions.
Yeah, I'm sure one of those three nights I may just let my hair down.
Not bad in Plymouth, is it?
It's not bad if you're not getting any hair.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Thanks, Colin.